Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Escalating atrocities against the Muslim Ummah. Only the establishment of Khilafah and the mobilization of the Muslim armies will break the cycle. News. On May 5th, 2025, the Zionist occupation declared its plans for an intensified offensive in Gaza. At the same time, they officially announced their intention to occupy the entirety of Gaza. And the Zionist finance minister went so far as to call for a redefinition of the negative associations linked to the term occupation. In the same week, the Zionists carried out aggressive attacks against civilian targets in both Syria and Yemen, while the Hindu nationalist regime in India bombed civilian areas in Pakistan, including mosques. Comment: the enemies of Islam are escalating their hateful crimes across the globe. They are now discarding even the last fig leaf of humanity and are openly attempting to normalize occupation, ethnic cleansing, and genocide while Gaza is being annihilated and starved. They speak of intensifying the genocide while many European countries these days are celebrating their liberation from occupation during World War II. They continue their unconditional support for the atrocities in Palestine and punish their citizens, especially Muslims, who call for true liberation of the Blessed Land and its oppressed people. Meanwhile, the Muslims in Yemen are punished with death and destruction for refusing to abandon their brothers and sisters in Palestine. The Hindu nationalist regime in India, which has occupied Kashmir for decades and committed unspeakable massacres and crimes against Muslims, is now bombing mosques and Muslim civilians. And as usual, when the victims of such aggression are Muslims, the governments of the world are ready to offer their support. In these times, one must wonder, how much longer will the military forces in the Muslim lands remain dead while alive, deaf to the call of Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him, deaf to the cries for help from children and women, blind to the fact that the Muslim Ummah across the globe is boiling and moving and demanding that the sons of this Ummah in the military ranks move with them toward liberation. As Muslims, we are obliged to always strive to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he who called, worked, and sacrificed uncompromisingly together with his companions to make Allah's word supreme. And now, more than ever, when the enemy does not even pretend to be ashamed and openly declares its desire to occupy, displace, and, if they could, crush this ummah, what should hold us back from openly calling for Islam's only solution to this miserable condition? The rotten, treacherous regimes in our lands are the leftovers of colonialism. Allah will not be pleased with us, and we will continue to suffer until they are overthrown and replaced by a righteous leadership according to the prophetic method, a righteous khilafah, caliphate, that governs us with Allah's merciful sharia, unites us, and sends our military forces into jihad to liberate every inch of occupied land instead of having them protect the enemy or rust away in barracks. This solution is neither far-fetched nor long-term, as if anything other than Islam's solution would help us in the short term. Rather, it is an obligation from Allah and the dire need of the time. The regimes in the Muslim world, the Western states, the international institutions, Allah has exposed them all, and we are left with only one choice to make. Will we give our efforts and voices to the true call and support the sincere among us, seeking Allah's pleasure and Islam's victory in this life? Or will we fail by putting our trust in the systems, institutions, and agents of the West, the root cause of our defeat, only to be met with disappointment and humiliation in this world and a harsh reckoning in the hereafter? Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Ilyas Lamrabet.